It's time for Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Laker Hockey Talk is brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. And now with Laker Hockey Talk, here's the voice of the Lakers, Bill Crawford, on ESPN 1400.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's a Thursday morning in snowy Sault Ste. Marie, and the Lakers getting ready to play Alabama Huntsville. Bill Crawford along with Damon Witten. It's Laker Hockey Talk. And Damon, what's this Huntsville team got to offer? I think this could be a tough series. We've got to be ready to play. We saw a good example the other night of Michigan losing to Merrimack at Michigan. I think they disrespected their opponent there, and they got beat. You got to be ready.
You have to be ready, no question. You know, I didn't get a chance to watch the game, just checking box scores, and we were texting as coaches last night as a 2-1, and Merrimack went up 3-1, and I would imagine part of that is coming off that big outdoor game. You know, there's a lot of energy and different things going out to Notre Dame Stadium there and playing in the outdoor game, and then coming back home on a Tuesday night. So my guess is that probably had a little bit to do with that team emotionally. Michigan was still without Hughes and Norris as well, so they were missing a couple of their top guys just returning from the World Junior Championship. But like you said, you have to respect your opponent. This Huntsville team has gotten better and better all season long. They had a really difficult start, I think winning one of their first 12 or 14 or something along those lines. They've now won 3 of their last 7 games, and they're a very solid team. They're a very tenacious team. They don't quit. They come at you. They've got a little bit of chippiness to them, and they've got a lot of pride and competitiveness within that lineup. So you have to be prepared to play. I like the matchup. I like our team. Certainly concerned a little bit about this stretch of games we've had with a short turnaround post GLI travel up to Anchorage, and I think everybody's kind of heard a little bit of the difficulties we had getting home at this point. So we are trying to stay fresh and on top of it and have a few concerns there. We're certainly glad to get Max Humitz back in our lineup. He was badly missed, and when you don't have Max, you certainly notice all the things he does. 5-on-5, power play, penalty kill, a really key part of our team. So that'll be a big shot in the arm to get Max back in the lineup. And we have to be ready to play.
Yeah, we're talking about Max Humitz, one of the better forwards on this Laker team. I thought he had a great GLI. He ended up with a couple of goals, 3 goals, I think, and an assist. He probably should have been on the all-tournament team, but they like to spread that out a bit, and they make sure they get a player from every team on the all-tournament team. And Diego Cuglietta was outstanding in that tournament. He had 4 goals. He had a game winner. He had an empty net goal. He was just really good, and just what you'd expect out of that senior in the second half of his last season. And a lot of players playing really well for Lake Superior right now, and they're going to have to play well this weekend against Huntsville.
Yeah, we'll need those seniors to let the team know how you do have to be prepared, that you have to respect the opponent. You have to be ready to play. Our seniors have done a good job of that all year. Diego's play was outstanding in the GLI. He was with Max Humitz and Ashton Calder, and then missing Max, Gage Terrell went up and played with them and was really good as well. So now we're looking at a couple different lineup options, have some flexibility there because of the way guys played and the job they did stepping up in Max's absence there. But Diego's played really well. Anthony and Ellis, those two guys are tied at the top of our leaderboard for points. Diego, I think, is now second in the nation in goals scored and just having a tremendous year offensively. Gage again is a little bit quieter. Gage Terrell's done a really good job, another one of our captains, but I think he's now second in the team in plus minus behind one of our defensemen there, but Gage has been really good, and Nick Kossoff. So that senior class continues to be really impactful. We talked Tuesday, Bill, to the contributions we're getting from now some of our depth forwards. Ashton Calder plays more of a top 6, top 9 role, but he's got a point streak going there. Brendan McKay, Brian Basilico, Chase Gamblin playing at a high level, and we've gotten tremendous output from our D as well, one of the highest scoring D cores in the entire nation there. So guys are chipping in from all over, and that's a really good sign for us going forward. We need them all ready to play and contribute this weekend.
Yeah, a lot of stats coming out right now, and it's very interesting. The Lakers, and you don't want to get big heads. You don't want guys to start thinking, well, we're really good, because that's the last thing we need. We need to still work hard, etc. But My goodness, Diego Cuglietta right now is number two in the country in goals scored. He trails only Johnny Walker, the outstanding player from Arizona State, who has 18 goals. He's number two in the country in faceoff wins, number three in the country in goals per shot on goal. He's number five in the country in power play goals. That's Diego. Nick Kossoff's number eight in the country in wins right now as a goaltender and has a tremendous save percentage at this point. Sackleman, what a year he's having. Number three in the country in goals by defenseman with seven. He's number eight in the country in block shots with 46. He's number one in the nation in shooting percentage, that is goals for shots on goal. Just a tremendous junior season for Sackleman. And Steven Ruggiero, I love this one because I'll get on him about this. He's number two in the country in penalties per game, but he only takes one per game.
Is he? I didn't realize he was that high. I know early on it was an issue. We talked a lot about Steven, you know, making better decisions. He's one of our top penalty killers, one of our top five-on-five defensemen as well. So we needed Steven on the ice. So I feel like he's done a better job, but he certainly provides that jam, that energy, and that compete level on the ice. So we'll continue to work with him to make sure he's on the ice and can help us out. But, you know, we talked Tuesday as a team about that. There's been a lot of you know, great individual achievements all season long, but certainly over the last couple of weeks with GLI MVPs and all tournament teams and some of the stats you just mentioned. And you know, we wanted to make sure our guys realize that only happens with team success. And you know, they wouldn't be in those positions without their line mates, the guys around the locker room. You know, again, I think our culture that's been created by our senior class, I think we can handle the success and keep pushing and keep you know, improving on a day-to-day basis. But it is, it's, you know, it's great recognition. It's well-deserved recognition for those individuals and for the team, more importantly. You know, now that we're ranked again back in the top 20, you know, I know a lot of our stats team-wise are very solid among the national leaders in a lot of categories, and so well-deserved. But you know, they don't just stay there because you earned it. You have to keep earning it and keep improving, keep getting better. So I think we can handle it. I think we will handle it, and that recognition only becomes due to the success we've had as a team.
Yeah, a couple of other stats just to throw them out here. The Lakers are number one in the nation among all the college teams playing Division I level in road record at 11-1. That's a 9.17 win percentage. Those blue uniforms have been awfully good this year. And how about Lucas Kybel? Very quiet, but he's number five in the country in assists by a defenseman with 15. And the thing I really like about Lucas Kybel is he's still a young guy, and he makes great plays. If he were a faster skater, he wouldn't be at Lake Superior State, but he is a really heady player, and he's very tough in his own zone.
Well, he'd be here. I mean, he's a guy we targeted and, you know, had a great relationship with, and, you know, his advising group.
No, I just mean I think he'd be playing pro hockey something.
Already, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, but he's a good player, and I think that skating has improved, and that's been a part of, you know, a real strong year so far. But I think what you said, like, underappreciated. You know, we haven't talked about Lucas much, and here he is with that point total and one of the tops in the country there. So he's quietly been very, very good. A great sophomore campaign up to this point. You know, Lucas has elite stick skills. His ability to make a pass in our own zone to break us out and to make the right read and right play. And then the ability at the offensive blue line. He quarterbacks one of our power play units and just, you know, puts the puck in the right area. He passes like a pro. He shoots like a pro. So a lot of tools there. And again, nice to see a guy like that having a really strong sophomore year.
Yeah, we talked a little bit on the show the other day. I think one of the real big things to me about this team this year is the culture in that room. It's better than it's been in a long, long time. I think you deserve a lot of credit for that, but I think these seniors, as you mentioned a few moments ago, the other guys on this team know that these seniors are dedicated to this season, and it's showing. There's a tremendously good group culture here.
Yeah, there is. You know, and again, it was, you know, glad you brought it up because it was by design. Our approach this year was a little bit different. We were much more patient to start the year. I think in past years, as a young coach, kind of came in and said, hey, this is how, you know, what we want to be and who we want to be. And maybe the guys weren't always, you know, seeing it the same way or thinking it was as important. So we tried to really, and I think part of it is our personnel. We're able to pass off a lot of this because we have more established players. The seniors we've talked about have been, you know, go-to impact guys all 4 years here, and we haven't maybe had that every single year. But the ownership came from within much more this season than past years. It was a much more delayed process of, you know, trying to determine who we were going to be and what was important to drive us forward. And so, no, they do deserve the credit. They've done a great job. not only the seniors, like they're the drivers of it, but the other guys are right on board. You know, we have not had many issues that have come up, and when they have, they've been handled by our leadership group. You know, we talked Tuesday as well. I think we just had a 3.4 overall team GPA for the fall semester, and five student athletes with a 4.0 grade point average. So it's not just, they're not just hockey players. These are great young men, you know, really impressive group. And it's so fun to go to work every day right now, go to the rink every day. You know, we do a lot of teaching. Guys absorb it. They put it into play. They do a lot of teaching. You know, they have feedback for us. It's been a really enjoyable process up to this point. And again, the challenge is just to keep moving forward. You know, we got to win a game Friday night, and we got to be the better team. And that's really it. We're not talking about home ice or pairwise or things like that. We're trying to win Friday night and keep ourselves in a good position.
Yeah, I think another thing that really helps this team is this coaching staff, the various experiences you've got there. You've had an awful lot of experience in various places as an assistant coach, and now you have the head coaching job here. But I think Mike York brings a lot to the table. The players really respect him. He's played the National Hockey League. He's played professionally for over 15 seasons. He's had a lot of injuries. He's had a lot of ups and downs, and he can talk to these guys about that. He's a fairly quiet guy. He's not braggadocio at all. He doesn't bring up things to make himself look good. And I think Zach Sizek's brought a real maturity for a young guy to this team, too, and he really helps these goaltenders because he works with them every day.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't speak enough to the job both those guys are doing. You know, Mike's got so much experience in the game, as you kind of briefly mentioned there, you know, at the highest levels. You know, a former NHL All-Star, our led world juniors in scoring, like just unbelievable resume and background in hockey. And as you said, if you were talking to him, you would never know. You'd have no idea that, you know, he was one of the best players and a former NHL All-Star. And love that. It kind of reflects our culture and who we are. And he's taken a big step in year two. As much experience he has in the game, he's still relatively young as a coach. He's not a young man, obviously, with that long pro career and great college career. But, you know, really, really emerging here in year two and you know, biting off more and more and doing a better job with the players, and the players are going to him more often. So that's been a big piece of it. And Zach's come and done a great job. You know, Zach's a very cerebral kind of guy, very organized guy, has a little bit different approach than maybe us, and brings a different outlook, which has been really good for our staff and for our program. Relates just unbelievably well for our players, and that's really been the big thing for us. Not so much doubling down on X's and O's, but trying to connect more with our players and get to know them to help them grow as athletes on and off the ice. And so Zach's done a really good job. You know, our entire staff's doing a really good job so far this year. And a little bit easier when you're having success. There's not as much, it seems like, adversity to go through. We've had some of that off-ice tragedy that our players have gone through. But it's a really good group from the coaching staff, support staff, down through the players. And, you know, that was the other key point we said. You know, Diego's getting this attention and MVP and things like that. But, you know, guys like Bennett Vita are so important to our program. Roman Banger is so important to our program. Owen Guy, who played a lot early and hasn't gotten in. Ian Johnston, you know, one of the most respected guys in our locker room is Ian Johnston. I know how badly he wants to play every Friday, Saturday, and it hasn't worked out for him that way. But he's a huge part of our team and what they bring on a daily basis, not only as a friend, as a teammate, but their ability to push us in practice as well. So again, getting contributions from all over the lineup, and that's really important.
Yeah, it's a very good team right now, and you know, the sky's the limit at this point in the second half, but we've got to continue to win, and Friday night is going to be a test against a pretty good Charger team that always gives the Lakers a tough time. We're going to take a break here in our Laker Hockey Talk this morning, and Damon and I will be right back. We'll continue to talk about the Lakers and about the Chargers. That's the team we play this weekend. It's Alabama Huntsville at the Lakers this weekend as we come home at long last. And we'll be right back with more on ESPN 1400.
Everybody knows that H&R Block is the premier tax preparation group in the nation. But did you know that H&R Block offers year-round bookkeeping and business services that will help your small business cut costs, make profits, and streamline the business end of operations? From payroll and bookkeeping to expert tax prep and advice, see the friendly folks at H&R Block on I-75 Business Spur in the Michigan Sioux. Call 635-5970. Put H&R Block to work on your small business. You'll be glad you did. H&R Block wishes the Hockey Lakers success.
Hi. This is Scott from Parker Ace Hardware. At Ace, we make painting a simple pleasure. Ask one of our friendly, knowledgeable Ace associates about our Ace Royal Paint, a high-quality paint at a price you'll love. You'll find Ace Royal Paint starting at an everyday low price of just $19.99 a gallon. It's another reason why, from a simple start to a fabulous finish, Parker Ace can help make your next painting project perfect. Parker Ace, the helpful place. Stop by Parker Ace Hardware. We're looking forward to serving you real soon.
Stop by Parker Ace Hardware at 819 Ashman, downtown Sioux, Michigan.
And now back to Coach Witten and Bill Crawford for more Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Well, welcome back to Laker Hockey Talk. Bill Crawford along with Damon Witten talking our favorite subject, the Lakers. And, you know, we've talked about a lot of different people here, and we've got some guys who are really having great seasons at this point, Damon. But, you know, we don't talk a whole lot about certain people here. We haven't mentioned a whole lot of Jacob Nordquist, for example. I think he's been just outstanding. I don't see how you could have a freshman D-man come in who's a Swede, comes from a different culture, and he's been over here for a while playing. Hockey, I realize that, but what a job he's done. He's been so good, and Pete Violette is really coming on right now. He's going to be what we thought he would be early. He's a great skater who can make plays, and he's a tough competitor. And how about the local kid, Ashton Calder? There's another freshman who's really contributing right now, especially physically. That's one thing I notice about Ashton. He shies away from nothing, and his big hits lead to good play.
Yeah, no question. You know, the three guys you mentioned all having good years. You know, I think Jacob, we talked quite a bit early on, and he was off to a great start. He's continued to be steady both offensively, but you know, we've switched D pairings around. He's with Will Rydell now, and they're a great pairing. You know, we're not afraid to put Jacob out you know, against anybody in the country, and you know, he sees a fair amount of time because he's so smart and understands the game at such a high level and processes it so quickly. He can play against anybody, so he's not only doing it offensively, he's been very good defensively as well, and you know, a real high ceiling on him. Maybe one of the smartest defensemen I've seen in my time coaching. So really strong first half there. We're looking for great things for him, and he's caught a lot of eyes around the country as well, and deserve that, no question about it. Pete Viette, you know, I think the one thing with Pete, and kind of surprised when you look at his points, they're not higher. He's earned the opportunity to play with some of our top players, and you know, had a nice goal up in Alaska, so I think that'll kind of get him a little bit more comfortable and contributing more and more. You know, he's a freshman forward that runs the top of our power play and does a tremendous job. One of our best guys in the power play from up top of, you know, getting shots to the net, and it puts so much pressure on penalty kill units to have a shooting threat up there. So Pete's done a really good job, both 5-on-5 and on the power play. And again, I just think it's just starting to see a little bit what he's going to be. And with that skating ability, he's going to terrorize this league for a long time and be a great player for us. And you mentioned Ashton Calder as well. I think Ashton's on maybe a 3 or 4 game scoring streak as well. You know, Ashton started centering. Was a center when he first got here, and played him there for a little bit. And then when we kind of tried to, you know, break up our experienced guys together, we moved Ash into the wing, and he's been with Diego and Max for a lot of that and playing his best hockey. Actually, after post GLI, him and I sat down and watched a handful of his shifts, and he played with such pace. He was driving his feet. He was playing with urgency at the GLI, and made him, you know, had a great tournament, set up a big goal against Michigan Tech out of forecheck, set up another goal off the face-off, and so just a really impactful Great Lakes Invitational, and you know, he's starting to get settled in a little bit, and everywhere he's gone, he's been a pretty tremendous scorer, certainly, you know, going back to his midget days here in town, and we think he's going to be you know, a really impactful player, not only his freshman year, but moving forward as well.
Let's talk a little bit about Huntsville. That's the big stumbling block here this weekend, coming to the Sioux, and they'll be tough. You beat them by one goal twice down in Huntsville early in the season, but they certainly weren't ready to play at that time. I think Mike Corbett's a lot better coach than a lot of people want to give him credit for. He's got a tough chore down there. Huntsville's not an easy place. You'd think it might be an easy place to recruit, but it's not, because it's so far from everything, and the travel is really grueling. It's almost like being in Alaska. And they've done a good job down there of getting better and better. They always compete. That's one thing about them. And they've got some kids. They got young Goslin, Kurt Goslin, who's out of your hometown, Brighton, Michigan. Mark Sinclair is a really good goaltender for for them. John Teets, who's got Sioux connections and played in Fairbanks, has probably been their best defenseman. But they don't have a lot of big names. They're not going to score a tremendous number of goals, but they're going to compete hard. And if you don't play well, they're going to beat you.
Yeah, well, they kind of popped last year. You know, that was Mike's probably, I don't know if he's in year five, year six. So last year, his senior class was one of his first recruiting classes and, you know, had a great year. And they lost some really good players that were, you know, really important to that program, a little bit like our seniors this year. You know, and so they've had to find their way a little bit here early on, went through some early struggles. And, you know, now they're starting to put it together, you know. So it's always interesting when you catch teams and, you know, where they're at in their season and how they're playing. And we're certainly getting them on the upswing. You said it, Bill, like their biggest attribute is their compete and their tenacity. They come at you in waves all night long. You know, they've got kind of a scoring by committee going on. A lot of guys grouped around, you know, that 6 to 8 points. So they haven't scored at a high level. Last weekend, they kind of broke out offensively against Ferris. And, you know, I think that's one area. We've gotten a ton of contributions from our defensemen offensively. We'd like to tighten up our defensive numbers a little bit. And it's, I'm not saying it is the D. I think it's a team mindset and a team concept. I think sometimes because we do activate and get our D so involved, that can lead to a little bit more, you know, offense against us. But I think that's the one area. You know, we don't want to let them break out again like they did against Ferris State, you know, do a good job shutting down their offensive attack. Had a pretty good weekend at Anchorage defensively, but if there's one focus we have moving forward, we want to tighten things up defensively and be a little bit harder to play against that way.
Yeah, I think that's probably wise for the second half. And yet, you know, the game of hockey these days, you watch the NHL, it's all D joining the attack. Everybody's doing that, and we do it very well. I'm very impressed by this Laker team. I was really impressed by your forecheck in the GLI, especially against Tech, and I think that was by design to go after their D-men, but just a really good effort there, and I think you want to continue that. And yet, you know, I understand the other side of it too. Coaches don't like to go wide open. We're not going to trade goals with people here. We want to play defensively sound too.
Yeah, well, you know what? Yeah, no question. I mean, I think structure is important, you know, and I think it's important for the guys to have an understanding of what their what our expectations are of them. You know, if you don't give them a good framework to play within, then it's hard to hold guys accountable. It's hard to teach guys because they always come back and like, well, what, you know, what am I supposed to do there? So, but at the same time, you don't want to turn guys into robots. You want to be let them use their skill and their creativity. So, you know, we have the ability to get up and down and provide offense. We've done our good job. I think we're top three in the league in offense and pretty good nationally as well. But, you know, defensively is important. You want to be there at the end and win a championship. You have to be great defensively. I think we have the ability and the makeup to do that. And I think we're pretty close to that. But just a couple areas where I think we can tighten that up a little bit.
How about when you're referring to some areas you can tighten it up, is it forwards helping out a little bit more in the defensive zone? Is it back checking? It's not just defensemen you count on here. The goaltending's been really good this year. I think Nick's been outstanding. Little rebound problem here and there, but the guys help him out with that. And hey, Saturday night, Merrick Smitten's made a strong bid to play again here in the near future.
Yeah,
he played really well.
Yeah, no question. They're capable. I mean, Nick as a senior has you know, done a good job of grabbing the starting role and really running with it. You know, we rotated early as we all saw, and you know, Nick and just kind of took a step there, and a real credit to him and his approach and the way he approaches the game there. But yeah, defensively, you know, it's not just a position group. I think it's just more of a mindset actually overall. You know, being a real tenacious team, being a team that's really hard to play against. So, you know, I go back to the Bowling Green series, and mm-hmm. Chris Bergeron after the Friday night talked about, you know, they hadn't seen a team like us where, you know, they really failed to get a lot of offensive zone possession time and create momentum. I'm not sure we've been as hard to play against since that series, defensively at least. And we've probably gotten away with some things because offensively we've been pretty good. And we've had guys like Diego and Nelly in the D-core, you know, scoring at a high level. So, you know, one of our big sayings is, you know, teams coming in saying, hey, we don't want to play that team again. And that's that D mindset, you know, being so hard to play against, being in hip pockets, shutting things down quickly. And again, I think we've slipped a little bit from that. So now's a good weekend to get back on that, not giving anything up.
Yeah, we've got, I think, a minor promotion of some sort this weekend, too. We got Buck Brat Night or something coming up this weekend, so the fans can come out, and for $1 you can get a brat. I think they'll sell them all night long. I don't know if that's both Friday and Saturday, but that's a good thing. You can eat for free or nearly free this weekend at Able Arena and see the Lakers play against Huntsville. But I would think the fans just want to come out and see this team play. They've listened and they've watched and seen the games, and they know that this team's won six in a row. seven in a row if you count the under 18s game, which is a big game. And they want to see these guys play. We haven't been at home for a while.
Yeah, and if you're social media savvy, there might be a little bit of time left on a little flash sale. They had a great, I think it was four tickets for $24 or something like that, but it might have run out. It was a 14-hour flash sale, so you got to stay on top of those a little bit. But no question, you know, we need a good turnout. Our fans are so important to us. You know, you talked about that road record, and our home record isn't where we'd like it to be. You know, and the energy and feeding off our fans is a big part of that. So we've done a good job this year getting people in the building, and certainly some excitement about the way we've played, what our record is. It's a great turnout down at Little Caesars Arena for the Great Lakes Invitational. It was awesome to see so many Laker fans. And now we're back home, and you know, we're home every other weekend here. So we really need you. So if you're listening, I think the best promo is to put your shovel away, you know, find a way through the snow and get to Taffy Able. It's going to be a great weekend of hockey, and you know, our guys are playing. We've got some tremendous players out there, and it'll be enjoyable hockey.
Should be good just for the guys to get home too. Back to school this week. We're back into second semester now, and these guys do well in the classroom. They take it seriously. So I would think, you know, we're coming off some tough stuff too. Max missing, his dad passed away on New Year's Day, which is really tough on him. Mike Humitz was only 54 years old, and that's the second parent we've had, you know, with Brenda McKay's mom dying earlier this year. That's tough on players. It's tough on individuals, tough on the team, because these guys are pretty tight and they all feel it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these guys are our best of friends, and you know, Brendan's pain and Max's pain is everybody's pain, and I've not been through it. You know, certainly a lot of grandparents that have passed on in my time in college hockey, including my own, you know, but we want to make sure we're there for them. Fortunately, at Lake State, we have great people around to try to support them and try to be there for them, but it's a tough time in that regard, and that was an emotional time. You know, we came off a great championship at the Great Lakes Invitational, and you know, Max was kind of in and out quite a bit, spending time with his family and his father, and we informed the guys the morning after we won the championship, and you know, that's a quick way to bring reality and what this world can throw at you, you know, into the picture. So it's been you know, some real hard times with that. So we're certainly trying to be there for Brendan and for Max. Two great kids, two high character kids, and their teammates love them, and they'll have a lot of support that way, but they'll definitely have some tough days ahead of them as well.
Yeah, I thought that was really impressed too. I saw a picture on it was on social media of Max hoisting the McGinnis Cup after you guys won on against Michigan Tech and on Monday, and you know, you take the beard off him, he looks just like his dad.
Yeah, a couple of people said that. Now
it's incredible.
Yeah, you know, and Mike, you know, Mike was a longtime youth hockey coach, so he's very you know, ingrained in Detroit youth hockey, and you know, a ton of contacts that way, and you know, a lot of us have been through losing a parent and just know how difficult it is, especially when you're Max's age, you're a young kid, and taken all too soon for sure. So you know, we'll be thinking about Max and the entire Humans family.
Well, the good thing is he'll be back in the lineup this weekend. He loves to play, and he'll add to the Lakers lineup, and it's going to make it a little bit easier for you as a coach. And hey, Huntsville's here. Time to get ready to play Friday and Saturday nights at 7 o'clock both nights at Able Arena.
Yeah, get out there. Like you said, come get a couple brats and put the shovels away. It's going to be a tremendous weekend of hockey. It always is. And, you know, really proud of this team up to this point, what they've gone through and the way they've played and the way they've grown as young men, both on and off the ice. It's a fun group to watch. And we heard a lot. So many people reached out from the Great Lakes Invitational. I think I finally got back to most people and, you know, Tech people, State people, the Michigan staff, things like that. And this is a fun hockey team to watch. We've got skill. We make plays. We play fast. We play hard. So come on out this weekend. It'll be a great weekend to WCHA hockey.
All righty. That's it. Another Laker Hockey Talk in the books. For Damon Witten, Bill Crawford, so long till next Thursday morning on ESPN 1400.
You've been listening to Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. Join us again soon for another edition of Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie's sports leader.